So, are all the holy places in the dhams where say there are footprints of Krishna or something like that, are all such footprints necessarily Krishna's footprints? How can you know their authenticity? See, there is Rupa Goswami talks about in the Bhakti Samsandhu about Shastra Praman, and then he talks about Loka Praman. Shastra Praman is that which is known from scripture, and Loka Praman is that which is known from, say, about the dhams especially. There are many stories about the dhams in general which may not be found in scripture. So, for example, as far as our devotees have searched, or in general, any sampradaya devotees have searched, that famous story about Krishna having a headache and the gopis giving their dust to him, that is not found in any shastra. But it is a beautiful story which illustrates the principle of the selflessness of the gopis' love for Krishna. So that is a story which definitely can be accepted, wholeheartedly accepted. And it is accepted now, but it is not found in the shastra, it is not found in any of our workings of our acharyas also. Maybe it is somewhere where it is not found, where we have not yet searched. But even if it is not, it is simply Loka Praman, it's acceptable. So when the Loka Praman is in accordance with Guru Sadhu Shastra, it is to be accepted. But sometimes the Loka Praman is making some specific claims which are not according to Guru Sadhu Shastra. Then it is not necessary that that has to be accepted, everything. So that is in a gray zone. Some people may accept it, some people may not accept it. So we have to, we should, one of the most common words in Rajoguna is or, this or this. In Sattvaguna, quite often it is and. It could be this and it could be this also. So for example, there are many stories, say, about some particular deities in some dhams. This Jagannath deity or this Narasimha deity, they perform this pastime with this devotee. And you may say these kind of pastimes are happening right now. You know, this pujari went there and then there was hot and he forgot to switch off the AC or whatever. Now these are what you could say, these are at the level of devotional folk tales. Now I'm not using the word folk tales in a very negative or derogatory sense, but simply they are not Shastra Pramana. And one doesn't have to take them at the same level as, say, if, as say, Kircho Gopinath selling kheer for Gopinath, for Madhavendra Puri. Something similar, it may not be, it is not at that level. Some people may accept it, some people may not accept it. Sakshi Gopal, yeah, Kircho Gopal, Gopinath, Akashi Gopal, those are what are told in scripture, they are accepted by great saints, and they are put down in canonical books. That is not the case with these. So there is a certain level of skepticism. Different people will have different degrees of skepticism with respect to this. So recently in Mayapur, there was this saying that the deities had shed tears. So my position was no. And man, Pankaj Angre also said that. Chennivas Prabhu, when I met him, he said, I also did not support it. But it was made out as Chennivas Prabhu supported it. So the thing is, these are things where it will vary. So some devotees may consider these as literal markings. This is Krishna's footprint, but there are other devotees who may not accept it. And bhakti doesn't require rejecting our intelligence. It requires transcending our intelligence. Transcending means we understand that there are realities beyond what are perceived by our intelligence. But that does not mean that if there is some alternative explanation available at a practical level, we are meant to just deliberately reject that and accept something. Yeah, these markings may have come by even this point of criticality, self-criticality or criticality within the tradition. It is talked about, Narottam Das Thakur also says in one place that all holy places are not necessarily holy. Some holy places are also made for purpose of business by some people. They're touted as holy. So he gives an example. I think it comes in that book, Narottam Das. No, one of the books of the book that is the biography of Srinivas Acharya. Anyway, there he mentions that this is not actually a holy place, although it is thought of as a holy place by people. The thing is, we have to find like-minded devotees. If there's a gathering of Vaishnavas where a particular senior Vaishnava is speaking about these things, and they say, but what is the proof for this? No, you will be labeled as a doubter and you will be mocked over there. And you will feel isolated over there. So just don't talk about this thing over there. Talk with some other devotees whom you know they are rational, they are thoughtful, they evaluate evidence carefully, and you will find that there is a lot of room for difference of understanding on these things. And many different devotees have different understandings. So certainly, it's not that everything that is considered in the tradition to be like a footprint of Krishna has to be accepted as a footprint of Krishna. It may be, it may not be. So don't want to consider oneself to be like having deficient in faith because of not accepting this. Not necessarily that. Some devotees, so basically, accept that is anukul to your bhakti and put a, keep a distance from that which is pratikul, and move onwards. Okay.